I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. One of Pakistan's best-known liberal politicians has been assassinated. The governor of Punjab province, Salman Taseer, was shot dead today in Islamabad. One of his bodyguards opened fire on Taseer in a busy shopping district. Waqas Raza and his fellow workers were nearby.
We were working inside when we heard the noise of an explosion. We came out and saw blood everywhere. The person who was shot was lying on the ground, and then the security forces arrived on the scene.
Islamabad resident Mazar Iqbal was also on the scene.
My house is near here. First I heard a gunshot, and later Kalashnikov shots. I came out and I saw guards were moving the governor to a vehicle.
Salman Taseer's body had 9 bullets. Supporters gathered at the hospital where he was taken. They wept and chanted as the governor's coffin was driven away. Taseer's bodyguard was immediately taken into custody. Pakistan's Interior Minister, Rahman Malik, says that there may be more to learn about the killing of Salman Taseer.
He was martyred by his own guard, but we have to investigate whether it was an individual act or whether someone else was behind it.
The bodyguard said he killed Taseer because of the governor's opposition to Pakistan's blasphemy laws. The BBC's Alim Makbul in Islamabad says those laws are controversial and severe.
As it stands in Pakistan, if you are convicted of insulting the Prophet Muhammad or the Quran, you can be sentenced to death. And that's exactly what happened to a Christian woman in November, a Christian woman from Punjab. She was sentenced to death because, according to women in her village, she had insulted the Prophet Muhammad, something she said she simply hadn't done. She'd had an argument with some of her neighbors. It was over something completely different. But she was sentenced to death. And Governor Taseer was one of the people who stood up alongside her and called for these blasphemy laws to be scrapped. I spoke to him about the subject just a few weeks ago and asked him why he felt it was his place to stand up.
Before I was going to Sheikhpura District Jail to see her, a lot of people said to me that, you know, you're making a mistake, don't do it. And I said, no, if I don't stand up, then other people who think like me won't be able to stand up either.
But that standard appears is what has got him killed. Just on New Year's Eve, there were very large protests across Pakistan actually to keep the blasphemy laws, and Governor Taseer's name kept on coming up as somebody with a lot of anger focused towards him because he was in favor of scrapping these laws.
Alim, we're hearing that the Interior Minister is calling this an act of terrorism on the part of an extremist. A former senator is saying, look, there are extremists all over the place, including in the elite police force. How are we to read kind of the bigger picture here in terms of the strength of the military and whether or not there's any evidence that this man is acting alone?
Well, I mean, that is all to be ironed out. It's very difficult to know whether he was acting as an individual or as part of a group. But as I say, this issue of the blasphemy laws has become a very big issue just in the last few weeks. There are plenty of religious groups. There are plenty of right-wing groups, Islamist groups, political groups, and militant groups who have talked about the laws, but lots of individuals as well who took to the streets in support of the laws. So it's very difficult to say, but a lot of politicians will certainly be very worried. A lot of them go around with security details, with security entourages, and they've been very proud of the fact that actually over the last year or so, very few politicians have been targeted because, of course, across Pakistan, there have been lots of attacks, but very few politicians have been targeted in the way that we've seen today. But I think a lot of politicians will be looking at the staff that they are going around with and wondering if they need to be vetted more.
I've got to say that this is a man who was popular in part because he was an embracer of social media. And in fact, we're going to make a link on our website to his tweets because he was a big fan of Twitter. And in fact, some of his tweets were kind of revealing. Have you followed them?
Yes, I mean, he was a very big tweeter. A lot of people followed his Twitter account. And very recently, he'd been talking about his standing up to the blasphemy laws. He'd been saying that people had warned him not to do that. But he also talked about being optimistic this year. He tweeted on New Year's Day to say he felt that 2011 was going to be a good year, and he was optimistic. But yeah, I mean, he was a divisive figure, I have to say. He was a popular figure in some quarters. But on the other hand, the more conservative Pakistanis didn't like him so much. He was known very much for having a very liberal lifestyle, let's say, not particularly religious. He was known to have enjoyed alcohol, of course, in an Islam, a Muslim country like this. That's something which for many people is stepping across a red line. So particularly among those conservative Pakistanis, he wasn't as popular.
You said that Salman Taseer was optimistic about what 2011 would bring in Pakistan. What was the basis for that?
Yes, I mean, we talked very broadly, actually, about really a disastrous year in 2010 in Pakistan. There was a natural disaster, of course, the floods. Hundreds of people were also killed in militant attacks. There were issues in terms of the economy, all kinds of things. And he said he actually felt that Pakistanis within themselves were a liberal people, that they wouldn't stand for militancy, and that he could see perhaps that people were beginning to appreciate that the way the country was going was not for them, and that things would turn around. But he kept on talking about Pakistanis being a very resilient people, and that perhaps if all of this had happened to any other country in the world, it would have disintegrated completely. So he was talking about that, that something strong within the Pakistani people themselves, but he did talk about sacrifices needing to be made and for people to stand up. I don't think he would have meant that that sacrifice would have included his life.
All right, the BBC's Alim Makbul in Islamabad on the assassination today of the governor of Punjab province in Pakistan. Alim, thank you.
My pleasure.